Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Sadio Mane recently responded to the bad press he's been getting in Germany. The press there has been beating Sadio Mane up for quite some time now.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. He's been out of favor, even from the German press. He actually won the worst performance of the Bundesliga this past season. It's basically the Lemon Award of such. And when a reporter approached Sadio Mane trying to get the inside scoop, because reports are his camp have been in negotiations with the Saudi club Al Nassr, he could possibly join up with Cristiano Ronaldo. This reporter approached him, and Sadio Mane kept it real, as they say, kept it 100, and said, "Hey, you guys have been killing me all season long, and now you want to talk to me? Get out of here. It doesn't make much sense." You know, and I support Sadio Mane from this perspective completely, because he has not really had nothing positive said about him his entire stay at Bayern Munich. You have the issue with Leroy Sané, and then you have the scuffle with the former coach, Julian Nagelsmann, and then the current coach, Thomas Tuchel, has already said he hasn't fulfilled expectations. Bayern brass have made it very clear the price tag is on Sadio Mane. I'm sure they're going to try to get a decent return, you know, but I think what I'd like to see best for him is just a fresh start. You know, it doesn't really make sense to compete, go against the grain. He's completely swimming upstream if he tries to stay at Bayern Munich. I think it serves both interests, him and his career, you know, and just the perception of him. You know, I think he's gotten a bad rap. I agree with his assessment. It's been very negative. We all know, you know, what kind of human being he is, and he's a fierce competitor. I thought Bayern Munich would have welcomed that. Obviously, that's not the case. And I hope the future's bright for him. But I just wanted to add that tidbit. He was showing no love to the German reporter.
Staying with Bayern Munich here for a moment, Chris, the club is prepared to offer Harry Kane a multi-year deal. Given his age and Bayern Munich's room with older players, could this disrupt the locker room?
Yeah, well, as far as Harry Kane, it's clear. Tottenham have made it clear. Their owner has made it clear. If Kane doesn't sign an extension, you must sell him. His wife is in Munich looking for houses. You know, Harry Kane is obviously a huge name in the sport of football. There's no denying that. And Bayern Munich, they're desperate to sign him. They want to give him a multi-year contract worth millions. They're going to pay him very well. Now, when it comes to his age and the conflict that could arise, he turns 30 this month. Okay, Bayern Munich have a pretty strict policy with older players. They're only given 12-month contracts. When you look at players that have spent their majority of their career, in Thomas Müller's case, his entire career, he's 33 years old. The club didn't want to give him an extension, an extended contract. They only signed him until 2024. Then you have Manuel Neuer, the goalkeeper. He's 37 years old. They were refusing to give him the same thing, going back to this original idea that they held so tight before in the past in terms of their older players in 12-month contracts. Well, Kyle Walker is one player in negotiations to be brought over. He's over 30 years old. He is rumored to be offered a contract worth a few years. Of course, that upsets Thomas Müller and Manuel Neuer. It's like they're showing no love. I mean, they're the children, the natural born children, so to speak. And then you have some outside children. And then it seems like, hey, you're making all these adjustments for these new players and new faces. And who knows how the future will show? I mean, Bayern have already spent record amounts of money to players that are no longer in the Bayern uniform. Lucas Hernandez, I'm referring to. So it's interesting to see how desperate Bayern are at this point. I think it's just a sign of desperation. If you go against, you know, some principle you set out, some line in the sand, so to speak, and then you're showing that you're going to waver very quickly to try to fill gaps you believe will need to be filled in order for you to win silverware, yeah, I understand it's going to cause a rift. You know, Bayern have a history of rifts in the locker room. I just spoke about Sadio Mane and the rift he had with Leroy Sané. So that's something they don't need. Thomas Tuchel, I'm sure, will have a ton of pressure on his shoulders to get things right once the dust has settled.
And just like always, before we let you go, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, just a friendly action. Man City and Bayern have a friendly lined up. Pep Guardiola against his old club, Bayern Munich. You know, Man City won everything under the sun. Bayern Munich, they won the Bundesliga, but that, you know, that's a given. They're friends, Thomas Tuchel and Pep Guardiola. It should be an interesting matchup. I'm sure they'll be going for each other's throat, so it could be a peak, an opportunity to see the young Bayern players, you know, trying to make a case for their for their minutes, you know, for Thomas Tuchel. I expect a quite fierce match. And there have been a few friendlies already that have taken place, a few results. One that stood out to me, Frankfurt, in a friendly, put up 15 goals against an opponent. Dortmund, another club that have been winning, quite the winning streak. And Union Berlin, one team, the only team left in the capital city here, been having mixed results. Hopefully they get things right before the season kicks off. But a lot of interesting football. And, of course, the transfer window is still open. I'll be here to give you the latest when those results are in as well.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Le Doomer.